Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm very delighted to have back in the studio with us Manish Singh, VP of Network Services Strategy and Marketing at Tech Mahindra. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Chip Chat. So why don't we just start with an introduction of your role at Tech Mahindra and what that means about the themes that are being discussed at the conference this week.
Great. I'm part of the network services business unit within Tech Mahindra, and our focus is really to accelerate the network transformation for our customers, primarily the communication service providers globally. And to do that, what we're very much focused on is to bring the systems integration capabilities in a multi-vendor ecosystem across the board. If you look from an SDN NFV perspective, from NFVI, from the infrastructure layer, so working with a vibrant ecosystem, Intel is a very strategic partner for us, but also working on the hardware layer with different partners, with VMware on infrastructure management solutions, and then layer on top of that, multiple VNF vendors that we are working in. And then last but not the least, the management and orchestration sitting on top of it. Our goal is to offer best of breed solutions to communication service providers to really bring the economies of cloud into their networks. And that's where we are focused on.
Now, that obviously begins with the transformation of the network to NFV. And that was the topic actually that we discussed last year. We talked about where the industry was with this and how Tech Mahindra was engaging. A year has passed. Where are we today?
We are making significant progress. I think where we were almost a year back was the lot of discussions still were the why, what's the business economics around here. The discussion has very much moved to not how to, how we do it. And not only just the discussion, but the actual project. So I'm really excited in the fact that we are engaged with a number of service providers across different geographies in Americas, Europe, and Asia Pacific, and really doing the real meaningful projects of actually either building telco clouds, onboarding virtual network functions, realizing services end-to-end. To really sum it up, I think it's really no more why and how to, but here and now, let's do it.
Now, one topic that has been bubbling up as something that is a big focus for the industry is the virtualization of the RAN. Tell me about that.
As you know, a lot of the virtualization started in the core of the network. Mm-hmm. So virtualizing the mobile packet core, virtualizing IMS, both fixed and mobile IMS. And that's where a lot of the work started. But if you look at the service providers, the biggest CapEx spend, and I mean from a network standpoint, happens on their radio access network.
Sure.
So we as Tech Mahindra are very focused on bringing the economies of SDN and NFV and bring it to where the biggest spend is, which is the radio access network, in particular on virtualizing the radio access network. So two things worth mentioning. Again, as a systems integrator, we work with disruptors and innovators in the ecosystem. And Tech Mahindra is engaged in a very strategic partnership with Altiostar, one of the disruptors in the space. Mm-hmm. And we are also working very closely with Intel on actually looking at some of the technologies around virtualization of the radio access network. And all of this, along with Altiostar, is geared to bring virtualized RAN solutions and get them implemented in real networks for our communication service providers and bring those economies of SDN NFV into the radio access network.
Now, just last month, Tech Mahindra and Intel announced a new COE project in this space. Tell me about that.
Glad to share that actually Tech Mahindra and Intel jointly announced setting up 5G Center of Excellences. We actually are setting up two, one in Seattle in North America, another one in Bangalore in India. And the charter of the COE is to collaborate with Intel to bring in some of the, as I said, some of the technologies on 5G across RAN, across core. And within COE for the Tech Mahindra, the big focus is to realize end-to-end use cases.
Sure.
First, within the network layer. So things like new constructs like network slicing, we are actually realizing them. for enhanced mobile broadband, massive IoT use cases, ultra-reliable, low-latency use cases, so we're doing that. But then also CIO is going to focus on different enterprise verticals, verticals like healthcare, verticals like manufacturing, and actually develop use cases for those verticals leveraging the 5G network.
Now, this is interesting because lots of talk is going on around the network edge and what types of workloads are going to move to the network edge. Sounds like you guys are identifying some by different market vertical.
Yes. So edge is going to play a very key role. That's how we see it at Tech Mahindra, and for two reasons. If you look at the broad bucket of applications that need to be enabled, I classify them into two categories. Category one, which is applications that need ultra-low latency. So we talk about solving the problem for sub-10 millisecond latency. And that only way you solve that is by bringing the network and the application closer to the end device. So that's one. And two, then there are these very high bandwidth, heavy applications that generate a lot of data. And then do you really need to send all the data up into the cloud, or can you process a lot of the data and do the analytics on the edge, including leveraging AI machine learning capabilities? So among those two broad bucket of applications is where we see the role of edge becoming very critical. And that's where we are focusing on developing some of those capabilities on the edge platform and applications on top of it.
When you look at the types of applications in this space, where do you see the early movers in terms of those applications that are going to blaze the trail with initial deployments?
So first of all, if you look at some of the verticals like manufacturing and healthcare, two in particular I would pick, there are specific applications, like in case of manufacturing robotic automation, which requires precision robotics with very, very low latency requirements. And those kind of applications can only be enabled with edge computing and tackling that low latency. So that's one set of bucket. On the other side, aerospace and airline industry comes to mind, in particular when you see an aircraft landing at an airport and generating a petabyte of data from all the IoT sensors. Do we really need to send all that petabyte of data up into the cloud, or can we do the analytics right on the edge and deliver the decisions that need to be actioned on the ground? So these are some of the early applications that are clearly coming into focus.
Now everyone's talking about 5G. It's the next big thing. How does it relate to this conversation?
So 5G brings a whole host of new capabilities. And to sum it up in four words, I'd say 5G is all about dynamically sliced, differentially priced. And there lies a lot of things. But basically, the network itself brings new capabilities around network slicing. So you can create different logical networks, which are really optimized from a topology resource capability perspective to meet the end application requirements. That's on the technical side. But differentially priced and brings the business side of it is really putting the right levers in place for the service providers to monetize the network with different applications for different verticals and delivering the network that is truly optimal for those verticals. So just to make this even more real, I'd really share with you that very recently, along with some of our partners, we showcased a complete end-to-end virtualized solution with Altiostar on virtualized RAN, with Cisco on their packet core, and really leveraging some of the new network paradigms like controlled user plane separation, edge compute, virtualized RAN, and showing how you can disaggregate the network, optimize it for latency, optimize it for connection density, and more. So I think this is becoming more here and now, but the real capability or the value lies in that differentially priced, dynamically sliced.
It's interesting, as you described it, what came into my mind is agile technology delivers an agile business opportunity.
And now your network truly becomes agile and an enabler for all that agile delivery.
What is your key focus in terms of where the industry needs to deliver new technology capability and where we need to invest more with customers on trial deployments, POCs, and actual broad scale deployments of technology in 2019?
Yeah, I think the big focus for us is to really realize the vision that a lot of the communication service providers have is to bring those economies of cloud to their network, realize best-of-breed solutions. And reason I say best-of-breed, I think it's a given in the world of cloud. There also we started with best-of-suite, but in the world of cloud, best-of-breed has won. In the world of communication service provider, in particular on networks, that still is in flight. And so, especially from a Tech Mahindra perspective, our focus is how do we work with innovators and disruptors to really create the right solution blueprint for the service providers so that they can absorb these best-of-breed solutions, absorb these economies of cloud into their network. And that's what our big focus is as well, to meet these innovators and disruptors and then identify the solutions where we bring these in and take them to the service providers.
If folks want to find out more about what Tech Mahindra is doing in this space, where can they go for more information?
TechMahindra.com, in particular on network services microsite. There's a lot of information available. We have also very recently published a series of 5G papers on 5G as innovation platform, dynamically sliced, differentially priced, and more. So sharing our point of view with our customers and with our partners on how we see where the network transformation needs to lead to.
Thank you so much for your time today, Manish. It's been a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back again soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.